Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, March 25th. Tesla is officially introducing several new car delivery options, including the previously reported touchless process. Now, Tesla is introducing its delivery experiences on a new page on its website, listing Express Delivery, Tesla Direct Drop, Tesla Direct, and Carrier Direct. Express Delivery is picking up the car at a Tesla delivery center. Direct Drop is dropping off the car at a location of your choosing. Tesla Direct is quite similar, but it includes a walkthrough from an employee. And Carrier Direct is for distant customers who require the vehicle to be delivered to their home address. A Tesla Model 3 owner figured out that his electric car is much more efficient when the roof rack box is mounted backwards. Peter Fritzen, a Tesla Sweden Club member, decided to turn the roof box around at the suggestion of his neighbor, who is an aerodynamic performance expert. With the blunt side of the box forward and the tapered smaller end towards the rear, he conducted some tests to see how it impacts efficiency, and the results were surprising. Fritzen said that the roof rack alone impacts efficiency about 3.6%. And concluding our Tesla coverage today, a look back at how Elon Musk started his first Tesla store with one car and a few patents. We encourage listeners to read the full article, which includes the perspective of Pete Gruber, who runs Gruber Motor Company, an auto repair shop specializing in bringing old Tesla Roadsters back to life. Gruber said, quote, "Elon, who was involved in Tesla by then, visited the leased space owner and lobbied hard to convince him to lease the space. To provide a compelling case, he brought patents that Tesla had accumulated by then. The leased space owner, originally not sufficiently impressed with Tesla financials, was subsequently impressed with Elon's tenacity, patents, and charisma." Close quote. General Motors is going all out to push the Chevy Bolt EV electric car at the end of the quarter with a discount of up to $10,000 and more. GM already started to heavily discount the Bolt EV earlier this year, and now they're doubling down to try to sell the electric car. Along with the discount for a cash buy, GM is also offering leases for just $199 a month and 0% financing. In order to take advantage of the deal, buyers must take delivery by March 31st, 2020. And the motives to sell electric cars include international. Last month, Chinese President Xi Jinping urged local governments to take action to stimulate EV sales. Guangzhou, the capital of southern China's Guangdong province, responded by offering electric car buyers 10,000 yuan, or $1,440, per unit incentive for 10 months starting this very month. Los Angeles-based musician Lido featured the Canoe EV in a video of his new single, which was released today. The Canoe is a driverless vehicle with a spacious cabin. And in the video, Lido performs singing in various seats, gazing through the large windows, as the car is portrayed as moving with no one else in the vehicle. The trend-setting Norwegian producer and remixer calls the song, quote, "post-club ride home music," close quote, and oddly enough spells it as one word. Detroit, America's troubled automotive capital, is taking on new importance as a center for EV engineering. North Carolina's Fontaine Modifications this month opened a facility in Hammertrack to convert the chassis of Ford medium-duty trucks to electric vehicles. Michigan-based Spartan Motors will soon begin to make its Reach electric truck using the Isuzu chassis. Also, Rivian, which has a design and engineering center in Plymouth, Michigan, will soon start building all-electric Amazon delivery vans in nearby Illinois. And a year ago, electric truck maker Ballinger Motors moved to Hobart, New York, to an industrial park just north of Detroit. And the list continues to grow. Russell Hardy, the CEO of Dutch energy and commodities company Vitol, the world's largest independent oil trader, spoke with Bloomberg Markets European Open this morning about the impact of the coronavirus on the oil market. Hardy said, quote, "The change is pretty tumultuous. We've had a market that was expecting supply cuts, and instead we got a supply increase and a dramatic change in demand." Now, with that in mind, gas stations in Kentucky and Oklahoma became the first cities this week to see gas pump prices fall below $1 a gallon. Forecasters predict that many regions in the country, starting with the Great Lakes region, will also hit 99 cents a gallon or lower. The drop, due to COVID-19, brings the price of fuel for combustion cars closer to what EV drivers have already paid. On a national level, retail gasoline is expected to average $1.99 this week, and by next month, it could fall to about $1.50, its lowest level in 16 years. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, after Italy went into lockdown and shut businesses, there was a huge decline in electricity demand, according to the Electric Power Research Institute. 5 to 7 days after the country locked down, peak demand of electricity dropped by 18 to 21%. And while it may be kicking a dead horse, a new study published in Nature Sustainability from the universities of Exeter and Cambridge in the UK and Nijmegen in the Netherlands looked at emission reductions of electric cars and heat pumps in 59 world regions. The study concluded that EVs result in lower emissions, and that's even if electricity that charges those EVs is powered by a substantial amount of fossil fuel. Driving an electric car is better for the environment than internal combustion vehicles in 95% of the world. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric bike review was posted on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the M2S All-Terrain R750. The budget bike was found to have a great combination of parts for the American market. 750-watt hub motor, 48-volt battery, front air shock, and hydraulic disc brakes, all starting at $1,499. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mike Ege, and I hope you have a great day.